Hey everyone, Mark here, and thanks for tuning in to this episode of Casual Nonsense. If you are on social media, and I know that you are, please be sure to give us a follow if you're not already. All the information is in the show notes below, and if you wanted to be really extra special, drop a comment in any post that's out there and just say hello. I welcome back Chris D'Amico to the show today. This man really just brings positive vibes everywhere he goes, so I like to keep him around, even if it feels a little bit selfish. But anyway, we're just hanging out here today talking about some everyday nonsense. So here we go. All right, well, welcome back to Casual Nonsense. I'm your host, Mark, and I'm just hanging out today. I got Mr. Chris D'Amico is back in the house today. So this is your second go-round on Casual Nonsense. So welcome back, Chris. How's it going?
Thanks, Mark. Glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. So your little background on you, how you relate to this podcast, you were episode 29, which came out last July. It was Positive Impact was the name of the show. And I tell, like, your podcast, I actually tell this story to people because we've known each other for a bunch of years, right? We used to work together. And we were talking about the podcast, and I was like, hey, you want to come be on it? And you're like, what do you want to talk about? And honestly, I really had no idea. I was like, I don't care. Like, let's just come over. Let's just shoot the shit a little bit, see what happens. And even, like, up until that point, like, I had some notes and you had some notes, so we had a few topics in mind, but I did not expect it to be as good of a show as it was. Like, you had some good stories in there that I think was kind of touching to a lot of people as well, because, like, people got to see what kind of person you are, which, by the way, is, like, loving, caring, and just an overall good dude. So here we are. You're back again. We'll see if we can capture some of that magic. They say sequels don't always work, but, you know, we'll try.
Man, Mark, that's a lot to live up to, but I think I share with you on the first episode. You're very easy to talk to, great conversationalist, and this is a lot of fun, and I think I mentioned earlier, I think I might be one of the few people that's listened to every single podcast. Oof. I even listened to the podcast where it was sharing your workout journeys and your eating journeys and updates, so I'm all things Mark.
I appreciate it, man. You're a super fan.
There you go.
You got to get a t-shirt now. I got a t-shirt over here.
Awesome.
You're going to get one.
I got the stickers. I need a t-shirt.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Well, you just earned the swag. So
awesome.
There you go. You reminded me of like the workout journey ones because last July, that was around the time that you came on. I've been slacking since then. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I did good for that month and I tried it again in October and I didn't do as well. I'm slowly working my way back to that again. It's just eating right, getting healthy. I mean, it's springtime, right?
Yeah.
So everybody's trying to look good for the pool. So
we're in beach season.
Yeah, that's it. 100%.
I love it.
Yeah. So what are you up to now?
I'm the guy who does his job. You must be the other guy.
Last time you were doing some things for the local church, but now you're no longer working for them anymore.
Yeah, I'm not at the church. I'm doing a lot of speaking and writing. Actually, the church job inspired me. I was writing weekly for them, and I took that into a website.
Like a blog? Like you're writing like a...
Yeah, it was a blog. It was a weekly message just sharing about faith and family. And I actually expanded that into an actual website.
Okay.
So now I own the domain www.askchris.net. I couldn't get .com. It was already taken.
Of course.
So I write a little bit about everything. Faith, business, family, inspiration, motivation. My real love is journalism. So it's been awesome to get back into that.
So what do you prefer to write about? Like, so if you were going to be a journalist, you want like local news or political stuff? Like what's your – within journalism, what's that passion?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I'm actually starting to do some freelancing and actually had someone reach out to me that they're interested in me having to do some political writing. So kind of excited about that because it's not something in my current wheelhouse. But will help me expand. But no, I like, and you and I have talked about this, having daughters of similar age. I love talking about family. I like talking about culture and, you know, where we are in 2024 and just different things, different conversations. It's just fun to put pen to paper and see what comes out.
Some people would disagree with you. I used to think I wanted to be a writer until I actually had to sit down and start writing. And I'm like, this is a lot of work. I have a lot of ideas, which is why I have a podcast, because I don't want to write it down. I just want to spit it out and hope who listens, right? So the problem is that I talk too fast sometimes, and I'm going to slur my words. And I promise you that my handwriting, you will never be able to read. I'll show you. I got some samples over here of me just jotting down chicken scratch. And half the time I'm like, what did I just write here? I have no idea. Typing is my friend. Speaking is my friend. I can transcribe with AI. It's perfect for me.
I love that. I remember you also had my partner, Anna Broadwell, on.
Yes.
I think she was a couple of months ago, and she said something similar because I know I must be a writer at heart. I love speaking as well, but I will share something with her or somebody else, and they'll say, this is really good. And in my mind, it's like trash. So I continue to scribble and to jot out, but no, it's just fun to create. And you do the same thing, right, as a podcast host. Just being an artist, creating is fun.
I would never consider myself an artist, but I appreciate the sentiment there. But yeah, you're like your own worst critic, basically, right?
That's it.
You're writing like, eh, that's okay, and then scrapping to move on. But someone else is like, well, this is gold. What are you doing?
There you go.
You know? So that's a sign of genius, I think. You know, you mentioned possibly doing political things. Did you hear about the guy in Texas that changed his name legally?
No.
So there's a guy that's running for office, or I think he's getting petitions right now. He actually changed his name to literally anybody else, and he's getting on the ballot.
I want that t-shirt in addition to the casual nonsense.
Honestly, look it up when you get a chance.
Anybody else.
Literally is his first name. Anybody's middle name, and I think else is his last name.
The next time somebody asks you to do something, look, you couldn't find anybody else?
Literally anybody else.
That's great.
And the whole premise is because he doesn't like the two candidates that are running. He's like, one of them tried and failed. The other one's currently failing. This is his words, of course. He's like, well, we need literally anybody else in office.
That's great.
So there you go. You should start your first political, find that guy. Interview him and see what happens. It's kind of a joke, right? It's like Kanye West running for president. Like,
that's right.
Like, you're not getting any votes, buddy. That's not going to work out.
Well, there's the thing, Mark. The nugget, the silver nugget, you can write about anything.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But that's where, like, so you have this on your website, right? So there's no, it's not like you're working for a corporation where they're carte blanche, do whatever you want.
Right. Well, and I think I shared with you in the past, I still do deliveries. I know you had a delivery driver on recently.
Yeah, Brent.
Brent, yeah, that was fun listening to some of those stories. But yeah, I've done almost 10,000 deliveries in the last 3.5, close to 4 years.
For Uber Eats, right?
For Uber Eats.
Wow.
Postmates and changed into Uber Eats, a little bit with DoorDash. Yeah, so far it's really just been kind of getting into the sink of writing. But it's been a lot of fun, and now I'm starting to receive some offers, and yeah, it's been great.
So you get to write at your own pace, if you know, essentially, right? So you write, and do people find you on the website, or do you submit it to other sites? Like, can you go to any site and say, "Hey, I'd like to write about this or that" to get freelance work, or you just write on your site, hoping to get sponsored, hoping to get, like, how's that work?
Yeah, there's actually a website, and some of my writer friends will probably know the website, but there's a couple of different websites, and I use one, and you can actually publish all your material up there, and then you can get subscribers, and then in addition to that, you can decide whether or not you want to open this up as paid, or this is just something that you want to write about.
Okay.
So that's been helpful, as you initially said, to kind of build up not just a blog, but a presence.
Yeah.
And to kind of get into the daily act of doing it, just like you've done with how many podcasts at this point?
This will be about 68.
Wow. Yeah. So there you go. On your way to 100.
On my way.
So yep. I love it.
Yeah. We just hit the 1 year. That was the one with Brent.
One year.
He was the first episode. I thought I'd bring him back for the 100, for not the 100, I almost said 100th, but for the annual episode was him. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. I like that idea though. I think the building the presence is right. I think that's a lot of, I've had some folks on with, you know, social media presence, and I don't know how much of it we aired, but I talked to a lot of them about the work that goes into just kind of building your brand, becoming an expert in this field or whatever the field is, right? So if you wrote once a month, well, no one's going to know who you are. It's going to take quite a while. But if you're up there a couple times a week, putting your name on, you got to be consistent is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're consistently putting articles out there, so my co-host on the movie podcast, Terrence, he's also a writer. He writes, you know, mostly sports, but he's also into pop culture and different things. So, but he's doing it consistently, you know, and I think that's the key to, I'll say success. I don't know what however you define success, right? It's different ways, right? But you do what you love, you enjoy it, and you can do it every day or every other day. That's up to you.
Yeah. Well, and I think we might have talked about this on the Positive Impact podcast, but if you do what you love, you enjoy it, mm-hmm. and you can find a way to make money at it, 3 for 3.
Yeah. That being said, looking for a sponsor for the Casual Nonsense show.
Hello.
So you have a daughter, right?
I do.
And how old is she?
Callie is 7 years old.
Seven. That's a fun age.
It is a fun age.
That's what, fourth grade?
No, she is actually in first grade, believe it or not. She is...
Am I off of my numbers?
Just,
I might be.
Just by a couple of years, yeah. Okay. Yeah, your little girl is 10, though, so
yeah, that's
you're rewinding.
So this is the problem I have with kids, right? So she's my youngest. So we used to try to do, like, family dinners at my house. But as the kids get older, they scatter.
Right.
And no one's ever around, which it kind of feeds us in the wrong way because feed was a pun. Because it feeds into the bad habits is what I'm getting at. Because while my wife and I will cook, like, we don't plan to cook unless we know people are around. So there's days when we're like, hey, we're going to cook dinner. And then we'll plan something like, you know, chicken or steak or whatever it is. And then we look and no one's home. So now I have either too much food or whatever it is. Or we'll say, oh, well, no one's going to be here. And we'll just cook for the two of us. And then suddenly kids come out of the woodwork saying, oh, I didn't know it was, you know, taco night or whatever. And then it's like, well, now there's not enough because we didn't plan accordingly, right? So what we've discovered with my 10-year-old, and this is, could be fourth child syndrome, because a lot of people will feed their kids. You know, they make them sit down at dinner and do this. We no longer do that with her. We give her options and say, hey, we're going to make this. Do you want this? And, you know, usually it's no. I'm like, all right, well, you're on your own, right? Which is probably bad parenting, but I'm okay with that. And then occasionally we find something that she likes. And she's like, oh, I want that. I, you know, make that for me too. But as a parent of a seven-year-old, and it's your first and only child at this point that I'm aware of, right? Or that you're aware of, I should
right.
say. So what's your take on that? Like, I have a lax approach, as you can clearly tell. But in your case, are you making her sit down, eat her vegetables? What are we doing?
Yeah, no. So many topics to tackle in there. And I love the word you
use.
I'm
a talker. I told you.
That's right.
I ramble.
That's right. 68 going to 69 podcasts.
That's it.
There you go. I think the big thing you used, Mark, is options. And
okay.
I think that if I just gave Callie, you know, carte blanche over anything, and again, she's a couple years behind your little girl, you know, food group would be candy, sugar, and salt.
Love it.
Right? So what we're doing right now is just kind of defining, okay, options, right? Like, we're going to have a vegetable, and we're going to have some fruit. We're going to have some protein, which may or may not include meat, and maybe we'll have some grain, or maybe – today's vegetable is going to be starchy, and then, you know, tomorrow's is going to be leafy. But really, at this point, up until a couple of months ago, she'd have broccoli. That'd be about it. And anything else she wouldn't really want to eat as far as what's good for you, and it would be all chicken nuggets. So a lot of what I've started doing recently has been a lot of fun, is really just involving her in the process. So the last couple of months, what we've done actually is we go grocery shopping together. Which a lot of parents will say, that's the last thing I want to do with my kid. I want to do that when I have time.
Five different cereals in the cart.
Right, exactly. We have had a lot of success with it because she gets options. We go around. She's learning the grocery store, and she's telling me some of the things she might like. We go in with a little bit of a game plan and some flexibility. But there haven't been too many arguments at the grocery store, which has been good. knock on wood. And then we will go home, and she'll actually help me with the cooking, which has been fun too. Because in the past, even if I took her to the grocery store, okay, go play on your iPad or go do this. And
I'll call you when food's ready.
I'd call – right.
Yeah.
But now I involve her in the process, and she gets to do some of these things. And then the third thing we do, which has been really great, we don't really go with the I like it or I don't like it. We're kind of a little behind where it was, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, it's somebody made that. They made it with love, and your taste bud change. And so now it's really, what does the food taste like? You know, and she's really enjoyed that, so much so that she wants to know from me, like, Daddy, you taste it. What
is she doing
taste?
To help you, though? Is she like, I mean, you letting use the stove, or is it like, hey, just salt and pepper these vegetables or put butter on this? Like
that,
hey,
the crock pot.
Measure the milk, you know.
The microwave, right?
Yeah.
Like just a little something here and there, right? Nothing that's dangerous.
Is there a sense of purpose?
Age appropriate, sense of purpose.
Yeah.
A lot of that at that age, and it's probably no different with Kira, right? Like they want some decision making.
Okay.
So, you know, age appropriate. But the other thing too is I sit with her, and at this age, she still really likes that. So we sit together, and then, you know, there's a little bit of a carrot and a stick because, you know, there might be an opportunity for dessert a little bit later. But I'll tell you the thing that's been a lot of fun, and this may or may not gross the audience out, but maybe the biggest thing that's been fun is her poops have been getting better.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I know I just said that on a podcast.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, you know, I think that's one of those things.
When you said poop, you didn't just say shit.
Right.
But, you know, hey, to each his own.
We actually took a look at what poop's supposed to look like. Sorry if you're eating or you're about to eat. But, you know, that's important. And so yeah. I think going grocery shopping, planning the meal, like you said, having some agency along with some options, having some decision-making power, talking about what it tastes like, and then just creating some boundaries of, you know, not it's disgusting, but I don't prefer it. The goal is when she gets to Kier's age that she has 3 to 5 vegetables she likes, 3 to 5 sources of protein that she likes, 3 to 5 grains that she likes, 3 to 5 fruits that she likes. And then, just like you all are doing, you know, I can leave her alone a little bit.
Yeah. What I used to do when I was a kid, my mom would, you know, she's a great cook. She'd always put things out there for us. I was never a fan of green beans, right? But everyone else around me always seemed to enjoy them. I just couldn't do it. So I would always jam them into the mashed potatoes and be like, it's painful for me because I love mashed potatoes and I hate to leave some on the plate, but I had to leave a small pile of mashed potatoes to hide the green beans under that I didn't want to eat. And I was like, oh, I'm all done. I'll just clear the plate. And then it, you know, scraped right into the trash or to the garbage compactor or whatever. But that's how I get out of eating greens. And it's my own problem because I'm not a vegetable eater now. Like, I like broccoli, so I like what Callie likes. Like, broccoli's good. I can put cheese on it, you know. But that's about the extent of the greens that I'm going to eat. And it's a problem because I don't eat healthy enough. As we were talking earlier, I need better things. So just curious to see, like, how you get your kids started is a good path because kids will do what their parents do. So if you're eating healthy, they're going to eat healthy. I don't want to say we've reached a point of no return in my house, but at some point, these kids, even the older ones, have to kind of make their own choice and say, well, eat healthy or don't. I'm going to try to encourage it, but I have to encourage it by, like, trying to do it myself. That's not easy. That's not easy to switch those habits. You know, I'm a long way down that road. So
it's awful. They both watch what we listen to what we say and watch what we do.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Hey, everyone. Mark here. And I wanted to tell you about a new podcast that I'm hosting. It's called The Double Take, co-hosted by Terrence Jordan. He and I together, we talk about our favorite rewatchable movies. We try our best to bring our unique insight and we do as much deep dive and behind the scene moments that you didn't even know existed. So if you like movies, give us a listen. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. But to make it easy, you can find the links in the show notes for this episode. So remember, The Double Take, check us out. And now back to the show. Hey, so back to the Uber Eats thing. Have you run into any like crazy things when you're dropping? You're not seeing people, like you just leaving it at the front door and then taking off, you know. And I'm only going to say because when Brent was on, he's talking about seeing bobcats and dogs. I have to imagine that maybe you don't run into the same scenarios, but maybe you do. Like, I don't know, anything goofy happened there where you can't make the delivery or you forced?
I've had some deliveries that are a little bit late at night, and you're not sure if there's a bobcat or not, especially right. During the winter. Yeah. It gets to be 8, 9 o'clock, and you're way out 45 minutes, and you're thinking, gosh, I want to cancel this. I don't know what that animal is.
Right.
Is it an animal, or was it just leaves? I will share, there was about a week ago, I was in a restaurant, and I was simply picking up the food. The food wasn't ready, so that happens from time to time. You wait a couple of minutes. So oftentimes, just like your buddy Brent, we love when folks leave out some food. So thank you to all those people that leave out some food.
Okay.
A couple of bucks for their driver. But, you know, in this case, I had some food earlier, so I needed to use the restroom. I go over to the restroom. I open the door. The door's unlocked, and there's a guy just whizzing. What okay. are you, nuts? Lock the door.
Right, right. A little disturbing.
Come on.
Hey, at least he was doing number one, not number two.
Yeah, he just took a look at me while he's still going to the bathroom, and he says, I'll be out in a minute. Couldn't believe it.
Nice. I don't know that – I delivered pizza back in the day, but I don't know that I could drive nowadays. One, I hate driving at night, so I envy you for that. You know, I delivered pizza back when, like, GPS wasn't a thing.
MapQuest.
But you had to print it out.
Yes.
Right? It wasn't like an app you had on your phone. There was no smartphones then.
Yes.
We would have, I worked at it was a Papagino's in Massachusetts, right? And there was a big map of the town. And you had to say, oh, I'm here. I'm going to the street. You had to kind of memorize like, okay, I take this left, that right. You know, eventually you just knew street names. So you got it down. But when I first started driving, I was like, where the heck am I? Nightmare scenarios, especially at nighttime, because people don't have street lights or whatever it is. You're like, the light's not on. Is this the right house? Like, you have no idea.
Oh, man. So, we could talk a whole nother podcast. I used to deliver for Domino's.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I did it during the MapQuest days. And I remember the exact same map you're talking about.
Yep.
And you used to kind of tape the directions to the pieces of pizza or whatever it was you were bringing. And you had 5 or 6 orders. So if you got lost or you didn't know what was going on, then you're all backed up.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
That's the worst, too. Like, I hate when a driver shows up and they have 4 or 5 other deliveries in one trip. No. Give me some love on mine. Bring mine. Hire more drivers. Whatever you got to do. I don't know. It seems like a waste, right? Because then you get a smooshed box because it's sitting underneath, like, 4 things. And, like, they don't care. And when you're going to call and complain about it, no.
Right.
Like, they're not going to come back with a different pizza. They'll be like, oh, I'll give you a discount next time. Like, well, what if I'm never coming back to you? So you just kind of eat it, tell them how good it tastes, and move on. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get it. And I try to do my best. And I got a rating system, probably like your friend that delivers for Amazon. But, you know, we try to do the best we can. But a lot of times they will give us, you know, 4 to 6, and they're all over the map. So good news is we're not in COVID protocol anymore. So depending on how quickly you want your food, maybe you got to go pick it up.
Yeah, that's fair. They rate you as the driver. Do you rate them also?
Is it I'll rate the organization. So say I go into Papacini's and the food's not ready yet. I might click not ready.
Oh, you rate the restaurant.
Correct.
Okay, but you don't rate the person who ordered it?
No.
Really?
No.
Because when as an Uber driver, Uber rider, like, you can both sides get rated. It's funny how they don't do that for the purchaser, you know?
In the notes, I will text them to let them know what's missing, what's not working, what might need to be changed. This is why I'm canceling the order, those types of things. So that really cuts down on a lot of any negative reactions that they're going to have on me by the time I actually get there.
Okay.
And because folks might just say, hey, can you text me beforehand? Or right when you get there, can you say, it's here? Or, hey, I'm at the Chick-fil-A and I need, you know, 3 extra, you know, sauces, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Then I'll go ahead and do that. But most of the communication already happens by the time that I get there. And so I'll simply just say thank you and then zero out of it. And then we don't communicate.
What's your rating right now?
I'm at 92%. I think anything under 89 is not that great. But I'm also approaching 10,000 deliveries.
Wow.
Over the course of time. You know, it's gone all over the map, but I have a pretty good idea of the state of North Carolina at this point.
Good.
And yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Wow. Okay. You're not a gambling man? Like, had you sports betting just got legalized? Is that your style?
I had somebody that actually invited me, and they weren't. I'm still waiting on that text. So yeah, no, I'm open to it. I want to check it out.
I'm going to send you one when we're done here.
There you go. You know? I love it.
I think you only get like the referral when you once you deposit. I think it was like $250, which I still haven't deposited that much. But when you first joined, they had a lot of Welcome to NC specials, which is good.
Nice.
But with the tournament, we're in the middle of the tournament, baseball season starting up, hockey playoffs, and then before you know it, it's going to be football season again. That's some good betting right there. If you're into that.
I love your podcast on sports.
Sweet.
Yeah. You guys, what is it, Booze and Tim? And
yeah.
It's a lot of fun to listen to.
Yeah, Lord Booze is a big I don't want to say he's a big gambler. I don't want to paint him that way, but he knows his stuff on there. So we have Booze's locks. So he comes in and he gives us his 2 or 3 picks. He's like, this is who I think. And he's been good. We won some money on the Super Bowl based on his picks. So
that's awesome.
It's worked out for us.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on. And the good thing about driving, like you were saying, I keep flip flopping here, but you wear whatever you want, right? You just, there's no outfit. It's not like you're not in a corporate office at this point, right? So you drive, you get to write for askchris.net. And you do speaking, you said, so you're open to be recruited to be or hired to do speaking events, like public speaking?
Yeah, I'd love to do some public speaking in the area. I'm in touch with a couple of different Toastmaster organizations, some nonprofits, but I know a lot of people would rather be caught or doing just about anything other than public speaking.
Yeah.
I happen to be that guy just like you, that not just behind a microphone, but in front of a group of people.
Oh, that's not me. I'm not going in front of a group
of people. No, okay. So that one part about you. Yeah. All right.
No, thank you.
No, I have no problem doing that. I really enjoy it. And yeah, no, I'm open to a lot of different things. And the other thing too, I mentioned my partner, Anna, I really helped her with her website. And I write for her blog, groundedincompassion.org. So that's been a lot of fun. So, yeah, all things connection, communication, writing, speaking, and driving.
That's awesome. When you were on the show before, back last year, you did the announcements for the Special Needs Olympics.
I did.
Have you done any? Have you gone back to any of that at all since, or not yet?
I haven't in the nonprofit space specifically volunteering wise, but that is what's kind of getting me into wanting to do more.
Yeah.
I actually listened back to that podcast and you kind of gave me the jump that I needed.
Okay.
And realized, wow, I really do enjoy doing that. So I need to get back more to volunteering, but I realize, you know, like you, I have some things to share. I enjoy connecting and talking with people and I want to help.
Good. And I can safely say I can vouch for you, and I'd say that's you're completely like truthful when you say that. You know what I mean? I think there's never a point where you're going to say, "Oh, I want to be helpful," but then actually you're not. I think you're actually legit. I'll help you if I can. If it's in my ability, I'm there. You know what I mean? So I think that's the authenticity of what you bring.
I appreciate that, Mark. Yeah. Thanks.
No, that's the
truth. Back at you.
Yeah. Thanks for swinging by today. We're just chit-chatting for a little bit, go over a few things. I think what we'll try to do is we talked about this a little bit. You know, try to get you back on here. I know that we've been trying to get Tim back on the show. So, Tim, we're going to get you back over here live. Chris is going to sit in, and the three of us, we're going to chop it up a little bit, see what happens. Anything else that we're missing? Like I said, we just swing by, saying hey, see what's going on. And so we got askchris.net. Check that out. And social media with that as well, or just the blog for now?
Just the website itself for now.
Okay.
Of course, you can find me on any social media, Chris D'Amico. No, just askchris.net, groundedincompassion.org, and anywhere you can find me, please reach out. And again, just like all of us, I have a number of different things that I'm involved with personally and professionally. But, you know, Mark and I are very similar in this. We do like to help. We do like to be part of community. And, you know, I like meeting people where they're at. So if I can be a resource or be of help or service to you in any way, I would love to. And, Mark, always a pleasure.
Cool, man. I appreciate it. And I'll put all those web addresses in the show notes below as well, so they don't have to go back and pause and try to write it down. They can just click the link and get right over there. Awesome. All right, everybody. We'll stay casual.